fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here with Leon Green on Tuesday, the second day of November. The purpose of the day is to get your night vision and your thermal imaging scopes now, while you can. It's simple and easy to get them now. Expensive, yes, but you can get them. During a crisis, that's just simply not going to happen. Okay, this is a Tuesday morning roundtable. At the moment, we got Leon Green with us. I expect Jeff Nyquist won't be with us this morning. He's at a meeting in his local area concerning children getting the COVID-19 vaccinations. Steve Benoon, I expect, could join us at the bottom of the hour. Looks like our next caller, Leon, is Charlie in Florida. Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Leon. How are you all today?
Really good. What's on your mind, sir?
I wanted to talk a little bit about, I don't know if you've heard the latest out of Australia, what's going on over there. It's getting really bad over there. They've had I don't know who this prime minister is or what his name is, or director or whatever, but I don't know what he's in Victoria or Queensland. It's one of the two. But he's taken control, and he says he's now the final authority. He is the authority to answer to, that no longer the health minister. And he said that they've cut the curfew down from being able to leave the house, your home, for 2 hours to an hour, and he's made it mandatory. He's claiming that this is that they're having a emergency state of pandemic levels there in that area, which is a joke, you know. But he's made it mandatory. This is mandatory. If you're caught without a mask, you will be fined $60,000, and you will have mandatory 9 months in jail. That's a mandatory across the board. And he's also made it to where they have reporting on other people, you know, saying that if you see someone without a mask, you have to report it. And he's also saying that they're going to, when these cell phone things, these trackers come out, that they're going to have those as well. And he says there's no exceptions to anybody now who wants to opt out of taking the vaccine. And he says they're building over there. They're building these great big prison gulag camps now, and they're going to fill them up. Is what it looks like.
Well, Charlie, you and I and Leon, we're talking to many hundreds, possibly thousands of my listeners in Australia right now. Of course, it's early evening there in Australia right now, but it's a shame. And I say to the wives, the sisters, the mothers of these officers enforcing these laws, I say shame on you for being married or related to these men. I say to the men themselves, shame on you for doing this to your fellow citizens, treating them similar to what you would treat a convicted felon. A convicted felon in ICE, that's in solitary confinement, Charlie, they get 1 hour a day in the yard, the prison yard, by themselves. So they get some 1 hour of fresh air and sunshine a day. And that's what's going on with the people of Australia, being treated the same as a convicted felon who's solitary confinement. Shame on you, officers. Shame on you, military people, that are going along with this. You should resign your jobs. You should. And do so publicly. You wives, sisters, mothers, brothers of these men and women who are enforcing these laws, you should tell them that you're ashamed to be related to them. You should tell them that they should resign their jobs. That as good Australians, following English common law, which is what we do in this country. You know, Charlie, the Missouri Statutes begins the first page of the first book of the Missouri Statutes, which is thousands of pages long. It says any law not covered here is covered by English common law. That's our foundation of our judicial system here in the state of Missouri and in the United States, except for Louisiana, which follows the French history. But we follow English common law in the United States. And in Australia, you've stopped following English common law, which grants certain rights and privileges to all the citizens, Charlie. And it's a shame what's going on down there. I love the Australian people. They're beautiful people with a beautiful culture. And they've allowed themselves to be captured by the socialists and communists, Charlie, haven't they, sir?
Well, they have, and it's directly, I think, because they've taken their guns away. You know, if I was in Australia, I think it's time for them to
pick up. Don't fool yourself, Charlie. Australia is a bigger landmass than the lower 48. You get away from these cities. Crocodile Dundee was a fictional character on one hand. On the other, his character was representative of the persona and the people he associated with in those bar scenes. That's representative of real men and women that actually do live in Australia. These are tough, smart people. You think they gave up their guns voluntarily? No, they didn't. The people in the cities did, and maybe in the outback, they pretended to give away maybe a beat-up rifle that didn't even shoot anymore. But I know Australians. I had an aunt and uncle who were missionaries there for most of their adult lives. These men and women, once you get away from these cities, they did not give up their guns. Of course they've got guns. And all you men and women in Australia, you might want to be taking them out of wherever you keep them and make sure they're clean and lubricated and ready to go, because that's where this is headed. Real quick, Charlie, what do you think, sir?
Yeah, that's exactly what I think, John. And I think they're at a point now, I guess, where their government has become so tyrannical that I don't see any way that they can idly sit by and just let it continue. And that's
well, it's time to take
I hope
action.
This.
Go ahead, Charlie.
Yeah. No, that's what I'm saying. And also, I wanted to ask you, I wanted to call you after the show today and talk to you about some things, if that's possible.
We can try. I'm incredibly busy, but we can give it a shot. Absolutely.
Okay. If you have a special time or something that you would like for me to call, I'd like to discuss
probably
it.
Probably about 15 minutes after the show ends would be probably about the best time.
Okay. The reason I wanted to talk to you about this is because I think I've kind of locked on to what's really going on with this COVID. I don't think it's actually that there's, I think it's, we're being, the people are being sickened with this 5G stuff. And, okay. Yeah, and, but there's a lot to that, and I wanted to discuss it personally with you.
Okay.
First.
Well, we can do that for a few minutes.
Okay, great. All right,
okay,
thank you.
Charlie, thank you for the call. Leon, before we get to our next caller, when you were in the Navy, did you have any ports of call in Australia, sir?
We were due to go to Perth and to Sydney, and the Persian Gulf broke out, and before actually it was the Desert Shield burst, and so they canceled everything, and we were rerouted back to Philippines and picked up all the munitions, another battalion of Marines, and went to 11 for the next 9.5 months. We just cut holes in the Red Sea. So whenever I think of Australia, I think about, you know, the regrets of my life of missing it. And now I have no intention of flying. And Qantas was the first major airline in the world that said, once the vaccine's available, you must use it. And I'm like, I'm never going to fly Qantas ever with that stupidity.
No,
and they did this back in June of last year. That's how asinine they were.
Well, I can imagine, and I'm talking to you all folks in Australia now, men and women who live in Australia, and they make their living. We got cattle ranchers in Australia, horse ranchers, men and women growing various agricultural crops, plumbers, electricians, carpenters, that they can't leave their home for more than an hour. How are they going to make a living? The cattle don't feed themselves. When it comes to wintertime, anyway. The horses need to be taken care of. The crops need to be taken care of. You can't stay inside your home 23 hours a day and do the things that need to be done to take care of agriculture or to make a living, can you, Leon?
Absolutely. And also, Mike Adams, that's what he talked about on over the weekend. He actually had a special report and how they are now, with all this tracking software on the cell phones that the previous caller talked about, is that they are now finding these people and they are confiscating their bank accounts and they are seizing their homes now. And that's how oppressive it's getting
for
now in Australia.
If they don't, right, they seize their homes if they refuse to pay. That's what they do.
Correct.
Right. Okay. Well, let's take this next caller. Are you done, Leon, before we move on?
Yeah, other than that, I was going to say, yeah, there's a lot of great people, and I have a friend who I met out at Frontsite, and he was a fireman in Victoria, and he's just astounded how bad it's gotten, and he thought about quitting, and I was like, yeah, you can quit, but then you're the only person on there that's patriotic that stands up. So, you know, I said, I would love to sponsor you as an American, but all we are 6 months behind him, and they're going, like Mike talks about, there's going to be a false flag that's going to activate enough irritated parents after going after their children that they're going to, you know, blame it on the Christians, the anti-vaxxers, and the Second Amendment people as being, you know, DVEs, domestic violent extremists. And that's what they're doing. They're trying to push people to the edge, and that's what's about to happen.
Well, that could very well be the case. We got our next caller here. We got John in Tennessee. Good morning, John.
Good morning, John. Leon. John, just for your own knowledge, character for Crocodile Dundee was modeled after a guy by the name of Rod Ansell. He spent like a month and a half in the outback with limited supplies. He was actually killed in a police shootout because he was convinced that the Freemasons had kidnapped his son. Now, they passed it off as amphetamine intoxication. But they said he could have easily avoided the roadblock. I've been looking into this guy. And if I'm not mistaken, I could very well be mistaken, but I think it was about the time that they were going through confiscation of guns in Australia. Wasn't that the late 90s, or was it after the late 90s?
I'm not sure offhand. It's been a while back. Leon, do you recall?
Well,
yeah, it was after
in any
that.
Event, he was opposed to the gun confiscation and was involved in a police shootout at a roadblock. Now, I hope, John, that you can understand what I'm saying. What's going on in Australia, we can tell the cops. We can tell the people, you ought to be ashamed, you ought to quit your job. I don't think you realize just how much the mind control is going on, not only in Australia, but around the world. I've said this before. There's a mass global genocidal attack on the human mind. It's called menticide. The world has been brainwashed, John. You look at what's going on here. Everyone is falling in line. They're looking for a hero. They're believing this garbage. Yeah, they want their job. But worse than that, they believe the lie. I think we're seeing a portion of the strong delusion that the Bible talks about, where you're going to seek to save your life. You're going to line up to get a shot. You're going to do what you're told by a government, a controller of your mind, that are actually killing you mentally. Or you're losing your ability for free thought. And I believe that when people get this injection, that they're actually losing their ability to think freely. They're going to become nothing more than a walking, talking, breathing slave. You're not going to have a free will anymore. If God sets us free by the renewing of our mind, then doesn't it make sense that Satan will put you in servitude by destroying your mind? Leon, what do you think?
I agree with you. I also think about the great apostasy is how, you know, when these people are passing away in mass in America and in Europe, and how they will say, well, you know, we aren't supposed to go through this kind of, you know, tribulation. That's only for the lesser peoples. And it blows me away that, you know, we think that, you know, God is no respecter of persons. And I think a lot of people are going to drift away when this body count goes through the roof, 50 and 60 million people Dr. Judy Mikovits talks about more. And these cancers are going to go through the roof as well because of the fact that the immune system's being shut down by 5% each week, people who've been shot up. And so, yes, I agree that there's going to be, when people are starving, they're going to do whatever they have to do to keep their kids from dying. And I told my children that specifically. We either prepare now or we're going to be eating grass later, but I am never going to take the shot, and I'm not getting on a FEMA bus, and I'm not bowing down to anybody. Nebuchadnezzar can kiss my bum.
Well, what's amazing, Leon, is you said something earlier today, and I was like, amen, brother. And I forget, it was right at the beginning of the show, you said something, and I said, amen. Because some people can see this clearly. John, we're in a nation. But let me tell you this. It has never been a Christian nation. Never. From the beginning until now. Are there Christians here? Yes. Was this nation founded on Christian principles? Absolutely not. And it doesn't take a lot to go look at it. Go look at Washington, D.C. Look at every state capital that has a statue on top of the dome on the Capitol that's a Roman god in a Christian nation. Are you kidding me, folks? Look at the streets. Look at what they're named. Look at the nations in the cities around here with pagan nation names. Well, that's just Paris, or that's just Smyrna, or that's just Memphis, or that's just, ridiculous. We have allowed countries and people to bring their proclivities for garbage to this country with freedom of religion. They're pushing for freedom from religion.
We have, John. Thank you for your call. We appreciate it. We got a break. Another call. We'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Gentlemen, this hour is sponsored by EMP Shield, the best way to protect your car, your truck, your home from the effects of EMP. Great $50 discount on each piece of equipment of EMP Shield devices at my website at thelibertyman.com. This is Tuesday Morning Roundtable. We have Leon Green with us. I expect Jeff Benoon may join us in a few minutes. Before I get to our next caller here, Leon, here's an article dated a couple of days ago, October 31st. It's published at Stuart Bramhall, WordPress.com. And here's the headline. Japan ends vaccine-induced pandemic by legalizing ivermectin, while pharma-consumed media pretends masks and vaccines were the savior. Basically, they've stopped the COVID-19 by using ivermectin. And they're... good for Japan. Good for Japan. Our next caller here is Dick in Iowa. Good morning, Dick.
Hello.
Go ahead, Dick. You're on the air.
Yeah, I just had a quick question to see if you guys had seen the Ari Hoffman show where Trump was interviewed on there.
No.
where he said Israel owns Congress, and he went into this big spiel about it. I think it's kind of...
When was that interview done? Do you know when that interview was
done? I think it was done yesterday.
Really?
And he said Israel owns Congress, but they don't. They're not don't have the power over the United States that they did in when he was in there, and it happened over a short amount of time. And he's talking about that as a good thing. I mean, golly, I don't think we want. He's admitting that a foreign interest has control over us, and I don't think we want any foreign interest having control over us. You know, so I thought that was very telling. So I'd encourage people to take a look at that.
Well,
I don't know what do you think about that. Well, you haven't seen it, so I'm sorry.
What was the name of the show again, Dick?
Ari Hoffman Show.
Ari Hoffman, okay.
A-R-I... Hoffman Show.
Okay.
It was amazing, but that's all I had.
Okay. Well, thanks for the call. We appreciate that, Dick. We really do.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Well, I'm a bit surprised that the president went public with that kind of information. Aren't you, Leon?
Yes, it would. Yes. I want to go check out the Hoffman Show and learn more about it, but yes, that is quite unbelievable.
And we'll just save comments on that till later once we take a chance to look at it. And the issue that I'm mainly concerned with right now is the COVID-19 clot shots, what they're calling vaccines, which aren't vaccines. They had to change the definition of a vaccine in order to be able to legally call it a vaccine, didn't they, Leon?
Yes, sir, and they also changed the definition of pandemic, too.
Right, they did. That was in 2012, I believe. If it was 2011, they couldn't call what's going on a pandemic because it's... And most people, they have a just kind of a gut feeling about what a pandemic is, which in general would be... a lot of people dying in a lot of countries, much more than 0.3% dying from a disease to be a pandemic in multiple countries, don't you think, Leon?
Yes, sir.
Well,
that's correct.
This is the crisis of our lifetimes, the crisis of the millennium, crisis of probably several millenniums, quite frankly, given the number of people that will be dying by the tens of millions, hundreds of millions, over the next several years. The young men and women who will become sterilized. There was a revelation of a Pfizer internal memorandum that Cliff High, I think, revealed this internal memorandum from Pfizer, revealing that the spike proteins accumulate in all organs, but especially accumulate in the female ovaries, leading
yes,
to these women becoming sterile. I doubt very many, probably none, of the women who rolled up their sleeves to get the clot shot had any idea that they would be making themselves sterile. I think that's probably pretty much unknown, don't you think, Leon?
Yes, and this is where the aspect of no informed consent is so evident, and that they are not being told. I mean, the number of women who've had spontaneous miscarriages is over 83% have taken a shot in all three trimesters. So it is catastrophic, and there's been one woman who's had it twice, and you think she'd figured out the first time, but you know that's the problem when you're taking these things that you aren't being told about.
That's right. They had the knowledge and they withheld it from these people that it would make them sterile. We got a break. Call number is 512-248-825, Chair.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people, because you can handle the truth. Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas. The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape. Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. That was Colonel Travis at the Alamo. That was a very critical part of both Texas history and American history, critical part of history. And I've been to the Alamo. One of my favorite photographs of myself is me standing in front of the Alamo at night. I'm glad it was taken at night because you can't see the 25 or 30 story buildings in the background. It's not sitting in the middle of the desert. Leanne, I got a note here. And from one of our listeners, and I just forwarded you the Ari Hoffman video show. I just sent that to you a moment ago by email. And this is from Thomas. And here's the note from Thomas. He was a sailor. I spent 16 days of liberty at Sydney and Melbourne, and the people welcomed me like a royal. They kept me after hours in the pubs just to hang out with an American, especially a Missourian. Yep. One gentleman likened me to the outlaw Josie Wales, a Missourian. I had a woman ask me to marry her and stay in the country with her. It is sad to see our future placed on these loving people. I'm sure he didn't write that correctly. It's sad to see. Anyway, and he says, thank you, Thomas. Well, Australians and Americans have always gotten along famously. I was going to take my leave there when I was in Vietnam. It didn't work out. But I love Australia. I love the people. It's a beautiful country, beautiful people. And hundreds of Australians, possibly thousands. I may have thousands of listeners there. I quite frankly don't know. But stand up. Stand up for your rights as Australians. You have a constitution that protects your rights. Enforce that constitution. Tell the men and women that enforcing these laws there, the police officers, the military, that they're wrong, that they're violating their oath of office as Australians to protect and defend Australians. And do the right thing down there. Seriously, do the right thing. Steve Bannon has not called in yet. He always has some interesting comments to make from the updates and the sources that he has. The next 7-plus weeks before the end of the year, we're going to see dramatic changes in our country with these COVID-19 make-believe vaccine mandates that are going to be enforced against the entire military, all the civilians that work for the military, all federal employees, men and women that are firemen, paramedics, police officers, deputy sheriffs, all over the country being faced with these mandates to either accept the clot shot and die or leave their place of employment. It's a tough place to be, isn't it, Leon?
Well, the concept is, I mean, even if you have $1 million, but you take the shot and you die 2 years later, what good is that? So all you've done is extend your life for 2 years. So for anyone, and how inane is it for people to take the shot? They were giving away donuts and guns and pickup trucks for a shot that they have no demonstrable record or history of it. And every animal, ferrets and mice, guinea pigs, all died. 100% of them died. So if we are the experiment, people, if you're still on the fence, even the person who invented messenger RNA, Dr. Malone, says nobody in the entire world should take this shot, period. So if you can't learn from the person who started this all, then everything else is, you know, all we're doing is just blowing in the wind. And so it just disappoints me. People are still, they're just that brainwashed, and I don't know if it's soy boy or the fluoride or what. Why are people so stupid worldwide to just lay down and take the shot? And it doesn't matter if you have $5 million. If you're going to die and you're making $5 million a year and you have to take the shot in order to keep the job, what good is it if you are not alive to benefit from it? And now you put your children on the altar, and they now, you lose all your posterity because of that. So this is crucial that people have to stand up now, because it's getting too late. The end is nigh.
Well, Leon, thank you. It's a great reminder. And we haven't talked about this for a while. There's Pfizer, Moderna, and J&J in the United States. They attempted animal testing. To have FDA approval, there has to be animal testing, and the animals can't die to get past that part of the protocols. In the case of Johnson & Johnson, Moderna, and Pfizer, all the animals died. So they never got past the animal testing protocols to get to the human testing. That didn't happen. But oh well, we'll just skip the normal protocols, even though all the animals died, and we'll skip the voluntary human testing where people signed a release knowing that they're putting themselves at risk and are typically being paid a certain dollar amount to take these clot shots. But we skip that too, and we go straight to the general vaccination of the entire population. This is absolutely insane. Absolutely insane. This word insane gets thrown around far too haphazardly. But I think in this case, the word insane is the most appropriate adjective to use describing what's going on here, don't you think, Leon?
Yes, sir. And that same adjective applies to the buffoon in charge right now. Things he does all over the world is just insane as well.
Well, we're talking about Anthony Fauci or Bill Gates or both.
Those two, and we want to make it a tri-party, and including President Biden or the regime person. Those three of them are all. It's almost like the the Antichrist, the false prophet. Satan. That's how evil it is. It's gotten in that they say we want everybody in the world to get shot up. We don't care about science. We don't care about the medical doctors who say it is not right. Just do what we say. Bow down to us.
Absolutely. Man, we got our caller here. Let's take this caller. We got Bob in Colorado. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, guys. How you doing? I just wanted to say that my fiance, I'm 70, she's 65, and she's fourth generation in Denver, up there in Lakewood, and we met, and her mom and dad died over the last couple of years, and she ended up moving out of Denver down here in southern Colorado with me. I'm down by the New Mexico border. And after she has been with me for a couple of years, she realized RBN, other shows, that this is really a serious, serious event going on. And she refused to take the shot. All her family took it. She's got two sisters and cousins and all. They're all taking the shot except for a couple people. And she is getting really harassed. They can't believe that she won't take it. And she flies out Tuesday to Chicago. Her daughter's in the Navy. She graduates somewhere up the Great Lakes. She's going to have to sit outside the base while her daughter graduates because they won't allow her in. So it shows you how far we have fallen. And you're right, John. Get prepared. Get your storable foods, get your ammo, get your night vision, and hunker down. And if you smoke cigars, get some extra cigars. I'll listen to you all there. Thanks, guys.
And keep them in a humidor so they stay at the proper moisture level. I've never smoked a cigarette, I was here with my high school buddies. I think we'd been out of high school maybe 3 or 4 years and at a hamburger place. And one of them said, John, my wife's going to have a baby. And here, smoke this cigar. So I took the cigar and I lit it and I choked on the smoke. And they all started laughing because this guy's wife was not going to have a baby. They were just trying to get me to smoke something. I nearly choked.
Right.
I nearly choked on that cigar. I took a couple of puffs and handed it back. And I can't do this. Well, thank you, Bob, for the call. What in the world are we doing to ourselves? Compared to Australia and New Zealand, we're pretty well off. But it's still bad enough. They're going a bit slower here in this country with these mandates, aren't they, Leon?
Yes, sir. And many people describe America as just 6 months behind Australia and Italy and Germany in the progress or the regress that they're doing worldwide. So, and the only reason why we're not having the same issues is because we are armed, and that's the link. That's the wrench in the gears. We are the one last holdout. But you know, Mike Adams keeps talking about, you know, the false flag that's anticipated because, you know, they're gonna wrap it up and blame all three of the entities I talked about earlier. and they're going to blame it on them and say, okay, we have to take your Second Amendment rights away. And I don't know at what point are Americans actually going to stand up and actually protest. I mean, because we just roll over, put on the face diaper, and we just deal with it. And we just keep, oh, we're going to only have it for 2 weeks, and you'll be done. And we went from 2 weeks, now we're almost approaching 2 years. So when are we going to do anything about it? And Austin, which is Ted Brower's son, you know, he talks about peaceful resistance. But if we just keep rolling over, they're just going to keep pushing and keep pushing. You have to just say, no, I'm not going to put up with it.
Leon, the whole Second Amendment thing brings up a speech I did. This was back in the, I think, the mid-1980s. I was a member of a Toastmasters club in Metro St. Louis. We had about any given meeting. It was a weekly meeting. We had about 25 people who had maybe 35 or 40 college degrees, a very bright group of men and women, the majority of them anti-gun liberals, by the way. So I did this speech where I brought with me in a box two pieces of gas pipe that could be sold in every hardware store in the United States. One gas pipe had an internal diameter of 1/2 inch exactly. The other gas pipe had the exact inside diameter of the first pipe, outside diameter. So one could slip inside the other. The worker at the hardware store, at my request, threaded threads on the end of the smaller pipe. And so I brought those three pieces with me, the threaded cap and the two pieces of pipe. One was threaded and one wasn't. And I brought one expended 12-gauge shotgun shell, a shotgun shell that had already been shot, so it was empty, just an empty piece of plastic with a piece of brass on the end. And then I demonstrated what's called a slam bang shotgun. So I started out the speech telling people, we all know that guns come from large factories that have expensive equipment run by highly trained technicians. And everybody nodded their heads. Yes, that's where guns come from. And if we could just find all these large factories with expensive equipment and highly trained technicians and shut them down, we would eliminate all the guns in the country. And they all nodded their heads. Yes. And then I held up a gas pipe, and I demonstrated how a simple piece of two pieces of gas pipe that at the time cost $3.50 could be fabricated to become a 12-gauge shotgun. And I demonstrated how it would work. And when I did the demonstration slam bang shooting of it, there was a noticeable sigh among the 25 people with 35 college degrees, because at that moment, at exact moment, their closely held beliefs about eliminating guns in this country collapsed and fell apart, because they realized that every hardware store in the United States for $3.50 will sell you the pipe you need to make a 12-gauge shotgun. And this whole process of developing these shotguns came about in the Philippines, where we had an American army officer stay behind when everybody was evacuated, and he showed the Filipinos how to make these simple shotguns to defend the Philippines against the invading Japanese. The point of that speech was that gun control will never work, because firearms can be fabricated easily and cheaply by anyone who has a third grade level education or higher and has simple motor skills. You don't need to be a technician. You don't need to be terribly bright. That anybody can do it, Leon. So that was the end of the anti-gun beliefs of these people in the audience. What do you think?
And I've taken Toastmasters and I've done it too. And you're right that when logic counters emotions, you can feel the tangible blow in the crowd, because they realize, hey, those sacred cows were just slaughtered right there, and they didn't really want to accept it.
Now, most of the men and women in the audience couldn't change a spark plug in a car if you had a gun pointed at their head and it was a matter of life and death. I mean, seriously, they couldn't, you know?
Yes.
I made a second example for the same speech. that involved a bit more work, a 2x6 cut down, some rubber bands, a couple of moving parts, and so forth. That was too much for them, even though any junior high school shop student could fabricate that. That was just too much. It was too complex. But the slam bang shotgun, that got their attention because of the simplicity of it. They understood the simplicity of it. They couldn't understand the complexity of a rubber band operated shotgun that basically did the same thing, but had a bit more work involved. We have a break here. The call number is 512-248-8253.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Kosher-tify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher-certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
We are back. That's the Lewis and Clark Fife and Drum Corps, a fine group of young men and women. They have to graduate and move on at age 18. There's a link at my website to make donations to pay for the uniforms, transportation, and so forth. Very authentic 1804 uniforms that they wear, down to the buttons. Very authentic. authentic instruments from the 1804 U.S. Army. And I think they deserve your support, your financial support. So check that out. This is the Tuesday Morning Roundtable. We have Leon Green with us, former U.S. Navy officer. We're hoping that Steve Bannon will join us. He might. He might not. He's got other obligations this morning. Busy guy. And we do have open lines here at Republic Broadcasting at 512-248-8252. I got a correction from Thomas, who sent us a note about his leave time in Australia. And the final sentence was supposed to say, played out on these loving people, is what he meant to say. I love Australia. I love the people. I've been close to having some speaking engagements down there. Now, with these COVID restrictions, I'm not going to be tested to get on a plane or wear a mask. I'm simply not going to do it. And I don't have any hopes that changing in the near future. If there's money to fly privately on a charter jet, I would go ahead and go. But I'm not going to submit myself to COVID testing or these other restrictions that they're doing in Australia. How about you, Leon?
I love to travel, and I've traveled to 52 countries, and I think about all the other countries on my bucket list. Having lived in Iceland, how beautiful it is. I was going to take my son there, but you know, with these 14-day, quarantines, if you're not vaccinated, when you travel, it's just inane. And so people are going to Hawaii, and they're being violated in that same regard. They can't even see, and their trip may only be a week long. So in essence, they go out there and they sit in the hotel the whole time. And so it is just stupid. I mean, and with the BlackRock and the power elite companies who are behind this, they don't care about the money. When they have hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars and trillions, they don't care about, the little impact that, tourism has on the national stage. So, this is all about control and fear. That's what this whole thing's about. And he's a prince of the power of the air. And so he's using all the things at his disposal, including 5G and 6G coming down the pike, to affect humanity. And this is just so sad and so disappointing. And this is where you have to focus on the Lord, because this is all a big psyop, period.
Well, Leon, I don't need to go to Hawaii and sit in the hotel room. I've got my home theater has an 8-foot screen, surround sound stereo. And I can sit there and watch the sunrise over Diamond Head and never leave Missouri. And sitting in a hotel room for a week to watch the sunrise. I did get to see the sunrise over Diamond Head. We stopped to get fuel in Hawaii on my way to Vietnam. And I did get to see the sunrise over Diamond Head before I had to get back on the plane and then fly off to Vietnam. Here's our top of the hour break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because